I'm going to read, the first piece I'm going to read is about the place where I'm from, loosely, which is very green in the summer. That's all I'm going to say. This piece is called In Perpetuity. The dark road, the woman's voice on the radio, strumming us toward unneeded sleep. Trees skimming windows. You note warm houses astride the shoulder. Car heater a little early in the year. Green field. No fault, wholly undergiven of sun. Still the red wheat. Still black-eyed Susan siding. One dead opossum marking. Hold your finger here. I will tie a bow about it. Your fingernail slips from beneath the ribbon. You blow on it for warmth. Recall times of promise, plenty light. Times of dearth, fewer fires. Forever green dust coating glass. Windshields, windows, water pitchers left on the porch. Spread thin beneath a russet sky. You told me we'd always be located somewhere. Here on the plain, forever verging. Now we are verged, finality here. Your hands no longer empty. You are no person, but a quality of light. Taking the wrist of the one I follow, drag you toward green, show you purple. Taking the risk of want. You keep throwing your chin at the shoulder like a mongoloid, showing me nothing. I say there's no sun there. You pull me close to the ground, with a paw shut my eyelids for me. And we are waiting, in perpetuity of dusk for some familiar earth to spin. This poem is about an out-of-town guest. It's called Visited. Ballooned, you've moved to grief for worldly goods. Your old empty spindle is now fat with string, natural, bleached clean by your song. You hear others' voices on your forearm, flesh, and second wave woman texts tell you it's okay, there's color. I won't ever say that your voice hurts the ears, that your stories bore, that I cannot believe your belly. What friends are for, I can't know. What talk, confidence, semi-gossip, this time is for, I can't tell. Keeping up is upkeep, maintenance literally, a holding by the hand. Now, as the moon rounds again night's corner, you're in the living room with my boyfriend arguing over monogamy, me in bed. The next morning, you read me a quote disavowing woman's void, claiming that the two lips touch and circuit up for wholeness. I take a pill. Do we live simply for single days? Do I live for your drowning bones, marooned on lipid seas? How to say you're beautiful when you bait me so? Tell me the whole time you've been here, I've been gorgeous. En route to your first ever female fuck's parents' place in Doylestown, you bid goodbye to my okay city, where Sunday liquor hides in the crawl space and conversation flows like water ice. Called to farewell in front of the car, my arms encircle your waist, but my fingertips cannot close the loop. This is a new piece. I don't know if anyone's heard this before, so give it the benefit of the doubt. And it's untitled. Buttoned down on the deck, next to the ground, listening for limp, the cardigan people mimic and mouth the space around them. Filled by blight, hearts set on something, woodsmen, the heads of the expedition to meet the king, the person they want. Slowly a pattern, neatly, a line is drawn, then blurred, then drawn again, thicker this time and crooked. Truths melt in radiative heat, stand cool and solid only in dreams and olden days. To climb a tree, dangerous. To walk barefoot, not right. They say it so often it rhymes with itself and the matrix of the world. Soon we are spooning a shittier version of ourselves in a black marriage bed, soon fucking half-heartedly, coming to, telling the other self we love it. Build up your domes and the rain comes. Follow the slug trace down to the river and drown. And I'm going to end with an oldie but goodie, and it's a love poem. And it's called Late Late. If the sun sank under its own weight right now, I know your face would act as nightlight. Remember that day we lit upon a sign tacked up with yellowed tape to the matte glass window of a forsaken place? Due to the current economic situation, the light at the end of the tunnel has been turned off. Cycling away from that storefront, we found a clearing, and there, our fingers touched tips in the grass. The blade tips shot through with sunlight and hour light, lunchtime light of coming fall, bike-ridden calves bent up in the air. If I take your arms and break them, we set them into wings and blow air through your bones as if they were glass, you might alight on any branch you desire. And the marrow, freezing into filaments, will glow the bulb of your lightweight body. And so we chug-chug the light freight of our love down a different tunnel, long and well-lit. This, our guidance and goal. Not a candelabrum of extraordinary weight, nor a black hole liftable with a pinky, but simply the thing communicated from a luminous body to the body illuminated by it.